Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for it's our purpose to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. For that reason, if there's any question or comment that you have concerning something that we say on the program, or maybe there is a question, a Bible question, or a Bible subject that you're studying, and you would like to submit it for us to spend time and study it on the program, we would need to hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. You know, the events that occurred on the day of Pentecost are well known. We read about them in Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit was poured out on the apostles. The gospel was preached for the first time in fulfillment of the Great Commission. 3,000 who heard the message that day were pierced to the heart and obeyed the gospel. But what happened next? What did these first Christians do in the days and the weeks following their conversion? We want to know because our aim needs to be like these first disciples. If we can discover what they did in their effort to please God and do likewise, we will be pleasing to God as well. I want us to note 5 activities in which the first Christians were engaged. Let's go to Acts 2 and pick up our reading with verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together, and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need. So, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all of the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. You see, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. That we read in verse 42. Jesus had instructed the apostles to make disciples of all nations, but also to continue to teach these new disciples what he would have them to know. In Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you even to the end of the age." So consequently, after these people became Christians, the apostles continued to teach them. The apostles were the designated representatives of Jesus. They were the men that were guided by the Holy Spirit into all truth, as Jesus promised them in John 16 and verse 13. When controversy arose in the early church, the apostles led the way in dealing with it. We see that in Acts 6 concerning the Grecian widows. We see it in Acts 15, concerning the matter of circumcision. They are identified as first in the church, as 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28. And they spoke with the authority of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 13, and also 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37. See, these first Christians had a challenging road ahead of them. There was much that they needed to know, and the apostles could and would give them the teaching that they needed. And friends, we need to devote ourselves to the apostles' doctrine as well. Notice that fellowship, that's linked to the apostles' doctrine. The fellowship is a relationship that enables believers to participate together as partners in the work of Christ. So this implies what we have here in verse 42, that this relationship and partnership were possible because all involved were committed to accepting and practicing the apostles' doctrine. Partnership in the work of Christ would not have been possible if some of their number were rejecting the apostles' doctrine or if they were no longer practicing it. Fellowship is possible only when there is a mutual agreement in faith and in practice. And then it says that they continued in the breaking of bread and prayer in verse 42 of Acts 2. Though at times in the New Testament the expression breaking bread refers to an ordinary meal like it does later in verse 46 that we read, here in verse 42 it refers to the Lord's Supper. Because notice in this passage, breaking bread is associated with other spiritual acts. Prayer, that's an act of worship. Teaching, the apostles' doctrine. And Luke is definite, especially definite, in his description. The breaking of the bread. It seems he seems to have a special, not an ordinary, practice here in mind. When breaking a bread and praying, the early disciples would have recalled that occasion when Jesus took two elements from the Passover and instituted a new practice to which the actions of eating the bread and drinking the cup would commemorate his death, the Lord's Supper. And so the combination of the Lord's Supper and prayer suggests us that these early Christians met together for worship. And this is confirmed by the observation that they were praising God in verse 47 that we read. And there are other passages from the New Testament that further informs us about the worship of the first century Christians. And two, these early Christians, they took care of those that were in need. That we see in verses 44 and 45. From the very beginning, Christians were sensitive to the needs of the poor, just as Jesus taught his disciples to be in Matthew 25, verses 31 and following. This pattern of generosity is clearly established in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 4, verse 32, Acts chapter 6, beginning with verse 1, and Acts chapter 11, beginning with verse 27. And throughout the epistles. But there's two observations that are worthy for us to make sure we understand. First, the New Testament material shows that local churches, when acting collectively, using first day of the week contribution, limited their benevolent work to needy Christians. And the second thing is when resources are limited, an individual Christians must make choices concerning who is to be the recipient of benevolent activity. It's to be those of the household of faith that receive special attention. Galatians 6 and verse 10 is, we therefore have opportunity. Let us do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. And two, these early Christians were evangelistic. You see, the text tells us that the Lord was adding the saved to the church, and it was being done daily. These first Christians, they didn't keep the saving message of Christ to themselves. It's not hard to see what was happening. They had experienced forgiveness of their sins by the power of Jesus, and they wanted others to experience that very same thing. As they shared the gospel with family, friends, business associates, and others that they met, and furthermore, their efforts to reach the lost with the gospel was carried out with such regularity that conversions were a daily occurrence. Their efforts were so effective that soon the number of believers here in Acts 2 that starts out at 3,000 grows to 5,000 in Acts chapter 4 and verse 4. And then, too, they associated with each other socially by breaking bread from house to house, taking their meals together, verse 46 of Acts 2. There must have been a great deal of excitement among these first Christians about their new relationship with Christ and with each other. And this excitement manifested itself in their desire to be together. This newfound faith was not limited to just going to church, but it impacted their whole life. So they not only worshiped together, but they went home with each other, sharing their meals together, growing close to one another in the Lord. They must have done this disregarding any of the social distinctions that may have previously inhibited or at least hindered their associating together, because now all things have been made new in Christ. As a result, they were able to encourage and to support each other as they faced the challenges that were being brought on now by their commitment to Christ. You know, if we are to succeed in becoming like these early Christians in faith and in practice, we must do all these things. We cannot neglect any of them. Is one of them primarily? Must we implement one of these before the others can be done as they should? Yes. And it's the first one, being continually devoted to the apostles' doctrine. But you know, unfortunately, the importance of doctrine is considered by many to be the least important of these things. Helping the poor, creating excitement in worship, evangelizing the lost, even getting together socially, are all receiving much more attention than doctrinal soundness. But friends, if we are to reach the lost with something other than the truth, what have we accomplished? If we minister to the needs of the poor, but in a way that's contrary to the apostles' doctrine, fellowship with Christ, that's in danger of being done away with. Friends, we must not fail to do any of these things, but it's of absolute importance that we do them according to the apostles' doctrine. So let us truly do our best to become like these early Christians and imitate them in what we've read here in Acts chapter 2 and verse 42.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, the our daily broadcast from the East Africville Church of Christ,
in the
which
meets
at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville,
so much
Alabama.
For listening. We hope
this broadcast
is
airs locally on
WBSA
1300 AM
and
Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastafferettville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.